This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station. The time now, 8 o'clock, time for another Arrow of the great music that came out in the 1960s with the 60s and Nostalgia Show. Nothing really planned for the show tonight apart from some milestones that we'll kick the show off with, and then we'll have a look at what I've brought down and hopefully pick out some of the great sounds of the 1960s. Talking of 1960s, in particular 1967, it was on this day in July 1967 that New Zealand converted to decimal currency. What a chaotic day that was when we converted from the old pounds, the shillings and pence. I was working at the ANZ in Henderson, and I think by the time we got everything sorted out, it was about 8 o'clock at night, and that was in the good old days when banks closed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Kokomo there and Asian Minor. All right, the first milestone is on this day in 1947. Arlo Guthrie was born, and of course Arlo Guthrie, son of the great folk singer Woody Guthrie and a very successful songwriter and singer as well. He was more prominent perhaps in the early 1970s onwards, but he did put out a couple of albums in late 1967, I think it was, and one in 1968. And of course, the big hit from one of them was that tremendous Talking Blues song that he put out, Alice's Restaurant, and be a bit of a challenge to play that one on my show because it is 18 minutes long. Anyway, on this day in 1964, over 200,000 Liverpudlians took to the street to celebrate the Beatles' return to Liverpool for the premiere of A Hard Day's Night. They were honoured in a public ceremony at the town hall, and as he stood on the balcony looking out at the large crowd, John Lennon gave out a few mock Sieg Heil salutes, and it's just typical of John Lennon. So I thought we'd start the show off tonight with the theme to A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
While we're on the Beatles, a couple of highlights this week for Beatles. And it was on the 6th of July, way, way back in 1957, that Paul McCartney introduced himself to John Lennon. And, of course, that was at that famous church fete in Liverpool. And, as I say, the rest is history. Also, earlier in the week, Ringo had a birthday, and he celebrated, I think, his 86th birthday. Next up, on the 10th of July in 1965, the Rolling Stones started a four-week run at number one on the Billboard Singles Chart with Satisfaction, and that was the group's first American chart topper.
I'm satisfaction.
On the 10th of July in 1968, Eric Clapton announced that Cream will break up after their current US tour. So I thought we'd play Badge just as a tribute to Cream.
Thinking about the times you drove in my car. Thinking that I might have drove you too far. And I'm thinking about the love that you laid on my table. Told you not to wander around in the dark. I told you about the swans that they live in the park. Then I told you about our kid. Now he's married to Mabel.
On the 10th of July in 1969, the funeral of Rolling Stone Brian Jones took place in his hometown of Cheltenham. More than 500 people gathered at the parish church to pay their respects, and included in that congregation were Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones. And you don't have to be a genius to know that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards didn't want to go. So I thought we'd play two songs from the Stones that feature the musical mastery of Brian Jones, starting off with him on the slide guitar with the Little Red Rooster song.
I am the Little Red Rooster. Too late crow for day. I am the Little Red Rooster. Too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way. a bar. Hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange cat people. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. The farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
Dark.
The Rolling Stones there, Paint It Black, to feature some of the musical genius. The musical genius of Brian Jones. On the first track, he played slide guitar. On Painted Black, he played the sitar. And believe it or not, he even played a saxophone on a Beatles track. It was the weird one called You Know My Name, You Know My Number, I think it was called. And it was put out by the Beatles as a Christmas thing for their fan club members. And Brian Jones happened to be in on that song. If you ever see it around and you haven't heard it, it's worth a try. The Beatles are just being the Beatles crazy. All right, last milestone, 10th of July in 1987, the legendary producer, record company executive and also a music writer, John Hammond, died after a series of strokes, and he was aged 76. And now, some of the names that he brought to Columbia Records include Bob Dylan, Aretha Franklin, Leonard Cohen, Bruce Springsteen, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he also worked as a producer with Bessie Smith, Billie Holloway, Benny Goodwin, and Count Basie. And the amount of influence that John Hammond had is probably not measurable. He certainly was a leading figure over a long period of time. So I thought we'd play a track from Aretha Franklin. And of course, this is well before her soul days, when they were trying to promote her as a singer of standards and a jazz singer. And this is a track from her second album, came out in 1961, was produced by John Hammond, and the album was not really a success. But here's one of the songs I like, and it's Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie melody.
Your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon, croon a tune from the heart of Dixie. And just hang the crate, man and mine, right on that Mason Dixie line. And swing it from Virginia to Tennessee. With all the heart that's in ya, weep no more, my lady. Sing the song for me. Hey, little Joe, just as though you had me on your knee. Million baby kisses, I'm gonna deliver. The minute that you sing that swan river, rock-a-bye. You rock a bye, baby, with a Dixie melody. Oh, weep no more, my fair lady. Why don't you sing a song for me? Hey, little Joe, just as though you had me right now. A million baby kisses, I said I'm gonna deliver. The minute that I'm gonna deliver. The minute that you sing that, oh, what a river. Rock-a-bye, you're rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie.
Aretha Franklin in the early days. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the 60s and nostalgia show. And the time's ticked over to 27 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. Time for some Manfred Mann.
She walks, she moves so fine, like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. Paradise is where I'll be. Pretty flamingo. Pretty flamingo. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. If she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine. Pretty flamingo. Then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la. Pretty flamingo. Someday I'll make her mine.
said you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. I said, just to ease my pain. I got troubles, oh, oh, I got worries, oh, oh, I came home again. But I woke up this morning, you were on.
Well, I think we had three in a row there, and we'll put that on the hold. Yeah, I think we had three in a row. I think we started off with Manfred Mann with Pretty Flamingo, and then we followed it up with Woman, You're Breaking Me, and that was from a group from Melbourne, simply called The Group, and lastly, Christian St. Peter's, and You Were On My Mind. Right, next up, we've got a tale all about Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men have never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died. Now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. A hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge, but the Baron shot him down.
Curses filed again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
he fired once and he fired twice, and that bloody red beard went spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red beard was rolling on the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red beard of Germany.
Well,
Arthur and the Vandellas here with the old classic Dancing in the Street. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the 60s and Nostalgia Show. Time's ticked around to, 20 minutes or 19 minutes. How's your arithmetic, Dave? 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. The Mamas and the Papas here, Words of Love, with, of course, the magnificent voice of Mama Cass Elliott. Right, next up we've got a cover of a Supreme song that was put out in the late 1960s by a group called Vanilla Fudge. And the song is You Keep Me Hanging On.
Proverbial knee-high. When I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville. And up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats. Play clean as country water. Nashville Cats. Playing wild as Mountain Dew.
work for their $2. 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will. Because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville cats play Queen's Country Water. Nashville cats play Wild's Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
The Love and Spoonful there with Nashville Cats. Next up, we've got Joey D and the Starlighters with Peppermint Twist.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this. Yeah, the name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist. Well, you like it like this, the peppermint twist. Round and round, up and down. Round and round, up and down. Round and round and up and down. And one, two, three, kick. One, two, three, jump. On 45th Street, where the peppermint twist is me. And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist. It's alright all night. It's alright. It's okay all day. It's okay. And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist. Yeah, yeah.
Eight and a half minutes to 9 o'clock here at Arrow FM. And let's see if we can sneak in a couple more, starting off with the Lemon Pipers and the Green Tambourine.
Song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my mind. this quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny bopper, my teenage love, I called your way last night, it's just my final one. You're such a groove, please don't move, please stay in my love by the river. Fast talking guys, straightening out, I'll put my hands in your head, it's all your final one. I love you so, please don't go, please stay here with me in Mendocino. Mendocino, Mendocino, where life's such a groove, you know you're mine in the morning. We used to walk through the park, make love along the way in Mendocino. Oh, Lord.
Sir Douglas Quintet there with Mendocino. We're bringing to a close another edition of the 60s and Nostalgia Show, which was the first broadcast all over the wonderful Wire Rapper on Arrow FM 92.7. Before I disappear out in the cold, I'll put on some commercial-free Kiwi music, and it'll take you right through until the next scheduled program here on Arrow FM. Quick look at the weather forecast for the next 3 days, and tomorrow it's going to be partly cloudy with the chance of a shower until afternoon, with southwesterlies dying out in the evening. Overnight minimum tonight's going to be 1 degree, and a maximum tomorrow of 10. On Sunday, a minimum of minus 2 degrees and a maximum of 11. It's going to be fine, light winds, then northerlies developing in the evening. And on Monday, fine northerlies developing in the morning. Minimum of 4 degrees and a maximum of 13. Oh, well, hopefully it looks like we're going to have a weekend without much rain. There might be the odd shower, but it looks like most of the weekends going to be fine, if not on the chilly side. So hopefully that means that you might be able to take the kids somewhere over the weekend during the school holidays. I don't think many parents would have had a great first week to the school holidays. Whatever you are going to do, take care. Big sporting highlight, I suppose, is going to be the All Blacks taking on Italy down at Henry Stadium in Wellington. Hopefully it's a fine night for that game. It was an interesting game in Christchurch, as the All Blacks are certainly have a mind at the moment that they want to run the ball at any opportunity, and mostly they managed to succeed, but there was a few times when they didn't quite go according to plan. But I suppose if you play high risk rugby, you can expect some of the risks don't pay off all the time. But certainly it was a promising start to the test season. All right, time for me to venture out into the cold. And hopefully, as I said, we do have a pretty fine weekend, particularly for all those people in South Wairarapa who have had a tough couple of weeks. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, which broadcasts all over the Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7 and elsewhere via our website, arrowfm.co.nz. And you can also see programs on Wairarapa TV, which is preview channel number 41. The time now is 1 minute after 9 o'clock, so it's time for some commercial-free Kiwi music.